Effective communication about sex and reproduction is a vital component of healthy familial and romantic relationships. This briefing addresses the importance of initiating open dialogues with children and partners, emphasizing strategies to foster understanding, respect, and mutual comfort. By normalizing these conversations, we can create environments that promote healthy development and strengthen interpersonal connections. Key insights. Open communication with children about sex and reproduction should begin early, using language appropriate to their age and comprehension level. As children mature, discussions should evolve to match their expanding understanding. Utilizing reputable resources, such as It's Not the Stork and It's Perfectly Normal by Robie H. Harris, can facilitate these conversations by providing accurate information in an accessible format. Creating a family dynamic where conversations about consent, body boundaries, and respect are commonplace is essential. This approach ensures that children feel safe to ask questions and learn, fostering an atmosphere of trust and openness. Employing a matter-of-fact tone and allowing the child's curiosity to guide the discussion can make these interactions more natural and less awkward. For older children, establishing regular times dedicated to discussing these topics can be beneficial. It reinforces the importance of the subjects and ensures ongoing communication as they navigate adolescence. In romantic relationships, open and honest discussions about sex and personal fantasies are crucial for intimacy and mutual understanding. Establishing a comfortable environment is paramount. Incorporating humor and playfulness can ease potential discomfort and encourage openness. Interactive methods, such as playing games, engaging in lighthearted questioning, or sharing dreams, can serve as effective icebreakers. The use of visual aids and exploring different sexual personas or archetypes can enrich the conversation, providing new perspectives and enhancing connection. Introducing elements like innuendos or playful language can help partners discuss preferences and fantasies in a non-threatening manner. It is important to approach these discussions as dialogues rather than monologues, encouraging active participation, asking questions, and setting clear boundaries ensures that both partners feel respected and heard. Recommendations 1. Early, initiate early conversations with children. Encourage parents and caregivers to begin discussions about sex and reproduction at an early age. Use age-appropriate language and adapt explanations as the child's understanding grows. Leverage educational resources, such as recommended books, to provide accurate information. 2. Normalize family discussions on consent and boundaries. Integrate conversations about consent, body autonomy, and respect into regular family interactions. Create a safe space where children feel comfortable asking questions without fear of judgment. Model open communication to demonstrate its value and importance. 3. Establish regular dialogue opportunities for older children. Buy the big. Set aside dedicated time to discuss topics related to sex, relationships, and personal development. Encourage ongoing conversations to address new questions or concerns as they arise. 4. Enhance partner communication techniques. Promote the use of humor, playfulness, and interactive activities to facilitate discussions about sex and fantasies. Introduce tools such as conversation prompts or questionnaires to initiate dialogue. Encourage sharing of dreams or imaginative scenarios as a way to explore interests. 5. Utilize visual aids and role exploration. Incorporate visual elements or literature to deepen understanding and add variety to conversations. Explore different personas or archetypes to discover new dimensions of intimacy. 6. Foster mutual respect and boundary setting. Emphasize the importance of active listening and responsive communication. Encourage partners to openly express boundaries and preferences. Ensure that discussions remain a two-way exchange to maintain balance and respect. Conclusion. Promoting open communication about sex and intimacy in both familial and romantic contexts is essential for fostering healthy relationships. by initiating these conversations early with children and maintaining them throughout their development, we empower them with knowledge and understanding. In romantic partnerships, honest dialogue enhances intimacy and strengthens the bond between partners. Implementing the recommended strategies can lead to environments where individuals feel safe, respected, and connected. It is through these efforts that we can support the well-being and growth of both families and couples. Next steps to move forward with these initiatives, the following actions are suggested. Resource development and dissemination. Create and distribute comprehensive guides and materials for parents, caregivers, and couples to facilitate conversations. Include recommendations for books, activities, and conversation starters tailored to different age groups and relationship stages. Educational programs and workshops. Develop workshops aimed at training parents and caregivers on effective communication strategies with children. Offer programs for couples focused on enhancing intimacy and open dialogue in relationships. Community engagement and support. Establish support networks where individuals can share experiences and learn from others facing similar challenges. Encourage community organizations to host events that promote awareness of the importance of open communication about sex and intimacy. Ongoing evaluation and feedback mechanisms. Implement feedback systems to assess the effectiveness of resources and programs. Adjust approaches based on input to ensure they meet the needs of diverse families and partnerships. By undertaking these steps, we can create a supportive framework that promotes healthy communication practices. This will contribute to the overall well-being of individuals and strengthen the foundations of families and relationships across our communities.